Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 25, we were talking about the servant of Nabal coming to Abigail and telling her how Nabal treated David. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I find in James chapter 3 and verse 1, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, that I'm going to give an account of what I preached. Did I preach what God gave me? Did I tell it as it is to men as they are? And if it's a bad report that you didn't respond to it, then God reacts somewhat the same way David reacts about Nabal. And David said unto his men, "Gird ye on every man his sword." And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. Can you see us after the rapture, been with the Lord, and then he's coming back, and a sharp sword goeth out of his mouth. And here we are following him on white horses as he comes back to this earth, an earth to whom we had a part in giving the gospel. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And he railed on them." You see, God sends his people out in love, in care. And the way people respond many times is not good. But this young man of Abigail's, this servant, is telling it as it is. "But the men were very good unto us. We were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields." Now, this is the truth here, as it is. "Then they were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. And now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For it is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak unto him." Now, there are people go on arguing about, is this a Christian nation in which we live in America? And some make the comment, well, it's never been a Christian nation. Well, that is true in that, are we very biblical and saved and righteous? No. But the idea of, from the morals and principles and virtues of the Word of God, we were established on those. Many of our laws and our constitution were built on the things from the Word of God. And it helped with the moral fiber and the standards of virtue that we had in this country. But we started to lose that. And yes, it is time to count the noses of those who will take a stand for Christ and his church. You see, we need more than a bypassing attitude when it involves taking our stand against evil. How we need to be shaken loose of our fickle undecidedness and border-like living that even the world nails in our churches with its music and dress and what have you as philosophy and positive-only preaching. How long do we think we can go on desecrating the Lord's day, ignoring God's book and changing it and in all ways corrupting it, rejecting God's laws and neglecting God's house, cutting back its services to one service a week? It's time for us, first of all, preachers, to get off the fence and contend for the faith as it is revealed in God's holy word, to stand up and be counted. I wonder, where are the Elijahs who are willing to take sides with God, even though he may be standing alone because the people that have not stand with Belial aren't standing as they should? They're fickle. The conditions demand that we choose whose side we want to be on. And the question is not where is the God of Elijah, but where are the Elijahs for God? Will you be one of them? This may be speaking first to the preachers. Oh, how I pray that you will be. And so, we get to this point, and he is such a man of Belial that he's this way. Well, we go on to verses 18 through 35, and we're going to see the work of Abigail in saving her husband's neck. Now, I want you to know that she knew he was a fool, but she acted quickly to try to save her husband's neck. Now, let's start here in verse 18 then and continue to read. And Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. You know, that stuff that was already there, it wasn't something that was laying around. They were able to do it right then. These people are not destitute. These people are very well to do. And she said unto her servants, "Go on before me. Behold, I come after you." But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Can you think about that? Here's an army of 400 men being led by a leader who is upset, he's mad, and he's ready for blood. And a woman comes out to stand up against them. And notice how strained this is, because in verse 21 it says, "Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he hath requited me evil for good." And isn't that what's happened in this country? God was so good to it. And maybe in your personal life, God's been so good. And how have we rewarded his good? By fulfilling the lust of our flesh. What a shame. And David goes on to say in verse 22 here of 1 Samuel 25, "And more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall." And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. Nabal's the fool. He says, "Who's David?" Abigail's a lady of understanding. She knows she better appease this general's anger. And so she bows to the ground with the utmost of respect. My friend, Bible lets us know God is not mocked. It lets us know that the wages of sin is death. My friend, it is time to appease God, because he is the judge. And because Christ shed his blood for our sins, our appeasement of God comes through repentance and faith. That is a commitment to a life for Christ. It says in verse 24, "And fell at his feet and said, Upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thine handmaid." Now, when she's saying, "Let this iniquity be on me," she's saying, "Okay, let me be the one that's charged with this thing. Let it be me who is fully 100% responsible, and therefore I'm in your court of law, and you judge me accordingly, but at least hear me give my defense." So she has taken personal responsibility. You know, we need to take personal responsibility for our communities that are just laying in sin and say, you know what, I'm going to be the witness that calls them to repentance. I may have to do it one-on-one, but I'm going to do it and do my part to help our country come back and our community and our place to come back to Jesus Christ. And so she goes on to verse 25 and says, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withdrawn thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my Lord, be as Nabal. Oh, David, please don't go down to Nabal's level and be a fool. You're a man of wisdom. Now, this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. Here she is. I've got what you want. I'll provide it. And she says this, I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid. Now, if she's taking full responsibility for the actions of Nabal, then she also has to take the full responsibility for confessing. You know, sometimes we as parents in our family, maybe that's what we need to do, is our kids do things behind our back, even our adult kids, and they would never do it in front of us, never let us know they're doing it. But when we find out, we go to the Lord and say, Lord, I know they have a free will and they made that choice, but put it on me, and Lord, I confess, this was totally wrong. Let me see what I can do to make things right with you. So she says, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. And of course, when she says Lord of David, it's a small L, but when she says Lord of God, it is the capital L. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee, and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. You know, I like this terminology here, because she says you're being sought by a man, a king, Saul, that's got a lot of army, a lot of power, a lot of authority. He's seeking you, and he's not right.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.